I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A resignation in Greece. With a new bailout in hand, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has resigned, calling for an election on September 20th. The resignation of the leftist Mr. Tsipras came in the face of a revolt by lawmakers from his ruling Syriza party. They are angry that the government failed to live up to its promises to end the austerity measures put in place by international creditors. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, was sworn in for a third term Thursday, 6 days ahead of schedule. Mohamed Youssef reports.
President Pierre Nkurunziza, who won re-election in July, took the oath of office Thursday, nearly a week earlier than expected. The government has not explained why the swearing-in was moved up with virtually no advance notice. Local media report that no foreign heads of state were present at the ceremony, although some African countries, as well as China and Russia, sent their ambassadors. Mohamed Youssef, Nairobi.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer usually associated with the skin. Mr. Carter says the disease has spread from his liver to his brain.
And I was pleasantly surprised that I didn't go into an attitude of despair or anger or anything like that. I was just completely at ease.
Mr. Carter says he still plans to teach Sunday school this weekend at his church in his hometown of Plains. The head of the UN nuclear agency is downplaying a media report that the recent Iran nuclear agreement will allow Iran to carry out its own nuclear inspections. The AP reports that a draft version of the agreement indicates Iran could use its own inspectors at the Parchin military base. This is VOA News. A Pakistani newspaper is quoting that the United States is blocking some military aid to Pakistan due to that country's lack of progress in fighting the Haqqani terrorist network. The Dawn newspaper says U.S. officials determined a counterterrorism offensive that began last June in North Waziristan has not damaged the militant group. Both the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad and the Pakistani Foreign Ministry have refused to comment on the report. An Islamic State-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for a large car bomb attack outside a state security building in Cairo Thursday. Dozens of people were wounded. The blast ripped the facade off the building and shattered the windows of surrounding structures in the Shubra neighborhood. Four people were killed and 10 injured when a bomb exploded near the governor's office in the Yemeni city of Aden. Heather Murdoch reports.
The Aden governor was reportedly in the building but unharmed by the blast. As violence continues, even in a city declared liberated from militants early this month, as exiled government officials return to Yemen. The United Nations says Yemen's humanitarian crisis has become so severe that millions of people are at risk of famine. But some analysts say there is hope that peace talks will resume as coalition forces retake cities in the south. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Chinese officials say cyanide levels more than 350 times the acceptable limit have been found in waters close to the site of the recent Tianjin explosions. But the city's environmental monitoring director told a news briefing that the city's drinking water is safe. The public, however, remains concerned as pictures of dead fish have circulated on social media. Thai officials say this week's Bangkok bombing was likely planned by at least 10 people, including some foreigners. They say they do not believe it was carried out by an international terrorist group. A spokesman for the country's ruling military said Chinese people were not the direct target of the late Monday attack at the Erawan Shrine, which was popular with Chinese and other foreign tourists. Three U.S. Forest Service firefighters were killed and four others injured while battling a wildfire in Washington State in the northwestern United States. Authorities say the firefighters were overcome by flames Wednesday after their vehicle crashed near the town of Twisp. Officials in Seoul say the forces of North and South Korea have exchanged artillery fire along their western border. The South's defense minister says the incident began Thursday when North Korea fired shells at South Korean military positions. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America, English teaching and